Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we just want to say thank you to you. We want to bless you this day. We magnify you. We exalt your holy name, Lord, for everything that you have done for us. We are grateful. We are not amongst those who go about complaining, grumbling. But Lord, no matter what we may be going through, Father, we are here to say thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, we thank you for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you, Lord, for all manners of testimonies, for the souls that have been won into your kingdom. We are grateful. We commit today's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively. That which you have purposed for every one of us, let us not miss it in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, I'm very, very excited to be with you once again. I thank God for that which the Lord is doing in your lives. And I pray that the Almighty God will continue to perform His wonders for you, with you, through you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with us what I titled, When God Finds You. When God finds you, indeed the Lord will find you. In the name of Jesus, you will be a chosen vessel of the Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, whatever that want to hinder you, seeking you out, the Lord Almighty God in His infinite mercy will remove such in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The grace for you never to do anything that will incur the wrath of God, the Almighty God will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am taking my text today from the book of Psalm 89, and I'm reading from verse 20 to 29. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, so that my hand shall be established with him. My hand shall also strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him, and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and my steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea, and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, You are my Father and my God, and the rock of my salvation. And I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My steadfast love, I will keep him forever, and my covenant will stand firm for him. I will establish his offspring forever, his throne as the days of the heavens. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord find you in the name of our Lord Jesus. He will find you as he did for David, as he did for Apostle Paul. The Lord will find you. He will find me in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The person that God is going to find is a person that have a heart that yearns after the Lord, a heart that hungers after him, a heart that is obedient to him, a heart that is ever willing to do the will of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 22, say, and when he has removed him, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will. May the Lord grant you and I the grace to do all the will of Almighty God, to please him at all times, that a heart that yearns for him, He had a hunger and thirst for the things of the kingdom. The Lord Almighty God will give unto us. He will remove every heart of stone and replace them with a heart of flesh. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are found by God, He releases upon you a fresh oil, not just in small measure, but in great measure. He tells us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, verse 5, say, you prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflow. You will experience an overflowing of the anointing of God upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Similarly, in Psalm 92, verse 10, say, but you have exalted my horn like that of the wise ox. You have poured over me fresh oil. In verse 11, say, my eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the doom of my evil assailant. So shall it be. If you see the downfall of your enemies, in the mighty name of Jesus, your ear will hear the doom of every evil assailant, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the Almighty God has found you. And since He has found you, He has released His oil upon you and grant you victory. Another thing that will happen to somebody that God has found is that His everlasting arm will strengthen him and teach you not only to war, but to be victorious. The Almighty God will grant you victory over every situation, over every circumstance of your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will experience total victory in every area of your life, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy 26, Deuteronomy 26, reading from verse 8, see, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonder. The Lord will bring you out of the Egypt. Everything that has constituted Egypt in your life, the Almighty God will take you away from there. Every chain of captivity, the Almighty God will deliver you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every power, every force that want to oppress you, the Lord will set you free. In the mighty name of Jesus, every blood sucker, the Lord will feed them with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the Almighty God has chosen you, and He will release that power upon you to be victorious. You will outsmart your enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we saw in the book of Esther, Esther chapter 7, verse 10, it says, so they hung Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the wrath of the king abated. Every Haman that is out to destroy you, to destroy your family, to destroy your vision, the Almighty God, that net that he had prepared for you, that net will consume them. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, every arrow that they have fired against you, the arrow sent back to sender, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the gallows that Haman prepared for Mordecai was the same gallows they used to destroy him. The plan that the enemy had for you, that same plan will be the source of their destruction, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. The Almighty God will continually grant you grace to be victorious. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 45 verse 2, say, I will go before you. The Lord will go before you. He said, and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the door of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Every bars of iron shall be cut through in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every exalted places, every evil altar that the enemy have erected concerning you, the fire of the Holy Ghost will consume them. Why? Because you are the chosen of the Lord. The Lord has found you, and for that reason, He will grant you victory over known and unknown enemies in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we must also know is that the faithfulness of God, the steadfast love of God will never cease for you. The Bible tells us in Lamentation chapter 3, Reading from verse 22 to 23, say, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Every morning, every day of your life, when you wake up, you will experience the mercy of God, the faithfulness of God, the kindness of God. You will experience it in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, your almighty God will be with you. He will keep you in the name of Jesus. When God has chosen you, you find out that your prayers are speedily answered. The Lord will answer you. He tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 65, verse 24. He said, before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Your prayers will not go to voicemail. As you cry unto this God will answer you speedily in the name of Jesus. No more delay, no more denial of God's promises in your life and your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God has chosen you, He will forever be your rock. He will forever be your rock. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 18, verse 2, He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The Lord is your rock, is your fortress, is your deliverer. Say, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know, in as much as you are doing the will of this God, you will be your rock. It will be your fortress. It will be your deliverer. It will deliver you from every challenge that may come your way. In whatever form they may come, God will deliver you. He will set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. He will not only set you free, the Almighty God is ready to promote you, lift you above your peers, and set you upon high places. In the book of Daniel, we see what the Lord did for Daniel. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, he said, and this Daniel became distinguished. The Lord will make you to be distinguished above all the other high office officials and satrap, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Excellent spirit will be upon you. You will excel in whatever you do. You will not be a mediocre person in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He also tells us in book of Deuteronomy 28:13. He says, Deuteronomy 28:13, he says, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall only go up. Wonderful. You shall only go up and not down. If you obey the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you today, being careful to do them. Why don't you just obey that commandment? And for you to remain up all the days of your life, there is nothing as good as that. Why don't you just obey him? And then finally, you find out that when you are obeying him, when he has chosen you, when you are following his will, your almighty God will bless you beyond your generation. His blessings upon you will transcend generation. In that same Psalm 89, verse 4, he says, I will establish your offspring forever and build your throne for all generations. Brothers and sisters, these are the benefits that comes with when God finds you. When God finds you, he's at the door of your heart. He's knocking the door right now and say, open the door for me. Why don't you open that door for him? Why don't you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior? Accept him today and begin to experience all these things that we have spoken about. Because it is only for those who are his children. Who are his children, not just his children in mouth, but who are following his will. Who have a heart that yearns for him. Why don't you do so this day? It may be too late tomorrow. It may be too late in the evening today. Right now, why don't you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? So just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. Forgive me my trespasses. I come unto you today acknowledging my sin. And I say, have mercy upon me. in the mighty name of Jesus. Write my name in the book of life, and it's you I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Everlasting Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, show them your mercy. Show them your mercy. Let them never go back to their sin. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone who have had this message, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Lord will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. In the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.